This morning, close to 2,000 people, mostly dressed in white, took to the streets of Bridgetown against vaccine intimidation and coercion, as well as the issue of mandatory vaccination. The walk, which was organized by the Barbados Concerned Citizens Against Mandated and Coerced COVID Vaccinations, commenced at 9 o'clock in Pelican Village, and by approximately 9:30, they arrived at the designated finish point of Independence Square. But half an hour later, before all the speeches could be completed, the gathering was dispersed by police because it exceeded that which is allowed under the current COVID restrictions. One of the organizers, Abdul Rahman, speaking following the march, says vaccine coercion and mandating is unethical.
We want the government of Barbados and the governments of CARICOM to know that we will never accept forced vaccination.
Never.
We will fight you on this issue of mandating experimental COVID vaccination for the people of Barbados.
A senior police officer speaking to the media in Independence Square following the dispersal of the crowd highlighted his concerns about the walk.
I am saying that people cannot use loopholes in the law to achieve their purposes. Okay? So that a religious organization, they are charities, they are registered charities. So bring the evidence to them that they are registered charities. You can't use that. Yes, don't hide behind religion to achieve your goals. Yes, people have rights. We appreciate that fact. And that's why we're here, to ensure that people's rights are not infringed. But do not abuse it.
Starcom Network News understands that following the dispersal of the gathering at Independence Square, a large group broke away from the initial group and continued their march to Fontebelle, where scores of police had to intercept and disperse the gathering once again. Kezia Innes, Starcom Network News.